Blog Talk Radio.
You, me, already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio. We live, we direct. My bro Dre, three letterman, what is good, my G?
Timbo, what's popping, my nigga? My twin, what's popping, my nigga? What's goody, man?
Hey, y'all already know, man. It's getting crazy out here, bro.
Yeah.
Some craziness happening, yo.
Shout out to everybody hitting me up talking about they love the fact that me and Timbo talking a lot of sports and they want us to get back on that. We got y'all. Shout out to the niggas that showed us mad love. Me and Timbo on an ill run right now because if you go check our E-Heart interview, got like 31 likes, one dislike. Our basketball conversation that me and Timbo did, we just talk as sports fans. So if y'all niggas ask us to talk more sports, and we had like 18 likes and zero dislikes on our sports shit. Shout out to the niggas, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to give y'all what y'all want. It is what it is.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. Yo, we love the sports shit out here. Speaking of sports, let's start off with the fucking sports. Let's get it.
Okay.
Right. Yo, I'm going to piggyback off you on this one. I saw the video, saw the breakdown of it, everybody talking about it. Charles Oakley getting thrown out, arrested, this and that. The squabble that happened in Madison Square Garden. Dre, talk about it. What happened?
Once again, my New York Knicks are always on some bullshit. When you talk about the Knicks nowadays, Timbo, what are we talking about? Turmoil. Motherfuckers not getting along. Franchise not being run right. I'm watching the game last night, Timbo. This is a true story. I'm in the living room solo watching the Clippers game and the Knicks. After the show last night, in fact, I'm watching the shit. So I can't believe what I'm seeing. Like, I couldn't believe I seen Charles Oakley, and I got to say this. I lived through the Charles Oakley era, so I feel I could talk about this shit. Charles Oakley is what I'm going to give you the equivalent to wrestling. Arn Anderson in the Four Horsemen, they used to call him the Enforcer. That's who Charles Oakley was, Timbo, the Enforcer. That one dude, whether it's in baseball, football, whatever sport it is, that one goon on the squad that you know, like, Timbo, if a nigga, you went to the basket.
He's with the shit.
As the kids say these days. Basically, the point of what you just said, he's with the shits. Even at 53 years old, he's with the shits. Now, it took me a day to digest all this because when I'm watching this, I'm laughing because, let's be real, as a Knicks fan, I don't like our owner. I don't like Phil Jackson right now. And to see Charles get into that scuffle is funny. But then again, it's not funny, Charles. So to me, everybody got to get looked at tonight, man. My man, I don't want to see a 53-year-old man beefing, a former player beefing on the sidelines. I mean, has it got to this? Like, when you play 10 years for an organization and you plan to retire, Timbo, should it not be love, my nigga?
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel
you. Like,
I feel you.
And it's not. All right, Timbo, the Knicks just celebrated their 70th anniversary, right? Where they brought in old players, you know, celebrate the anniversary of the Knickerbockers. My nigga, Charles Oakley was not invited.
Yeah.
No shade to Johnny Newman and other niggas, they brought out there. But if you're a Knicks fan in the 90s and lived through this shit, you knew Charles Oakley was beloved. I'm talking about my nigga. There's some niggas in Timbo. You live in Cali. You can feel me on this. There's some dudes that's in sports in Cali that niggas can't even say nothing derogatory with, nothing negative, none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do that at all.
It's true.
And Oakley's one of them. You feel me?
Yeah. They're like icons. It's like an icon. Can't do that. Yeah.
And it's not like he brought a championship to the city, but you just knew every night he was gonna come on the court and give you his all. You dig what I'm saying? You're talking about a 6 foot nine cat, 250. He's with the shits, and you just seen him mushing the dude. Like, what did you think, Timbo, when you see his hands to officials' faces, my nigga? Like, he literally had
his hands. Let me tell you something. The first thing I thought is just like I said, bro. This dude is with the shits. He is with it. He's going to push you. He's in your grill. He put the pointed finger right in your forehead. You don't fuck with a Charles Oakley.
Right. But
don't fuck with
a
Charles Oakley. He's with it.
If you were a player, Timbo, and you an organization didn't see eye to eye, maybe when you were with the organization as a player, and even when you're retired, and they don't bring you Timbo to functions and stuff, would you still go to the games?
No, I wouldn't. No.
You wouldn't go to the games at all?
I can't say that I would, man, if I feel disrespected. Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
If I feel disrespected, like, yo, this organization doesn't respect me, you know, I did great in my time here. You know, I'm an icon. Shout out DJ Khaled. I'm a legend. Icon talk. Legend talk.
Talk that
shit.
If I
know that and I blatantly feel like I'm getting disrespected by the organization, I probably wouldn't go.
Right.
I'd look like a sucker if I went.
But would it be hard? Would it be hard to not go to the games as a competitor, as a dude that's like, motherfuckers still love Timbo through the city. You can still walk through the city, beloved from fans that watch you play in that era. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should probably be cool with some of the Knicks players. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to the game to, you know, for the experience.
It'd be tough, but I think a shot at your pride. You know, it's a pride thing.
Mm.
Are you going to go, you know, if somebody's not respecting you or blatantly, you know, just not caring about you, not acknowledging what you did, are you going to still – do you go support them when they don't support you and when they don't respect you?
Right.
Or are you going to go do that? You know, it's a pride thing. It's a man thing. It's a pride thing. Are you going to go do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't, but then again, I'm petty as fuck. So that's I wouldn't go. Hell no. I'd be at home live tweeting during while watching the game, like, yo, talk that shit now. Look at your shit now. Blah, 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 you know.
Now,
yeah,
here's the story on the Knicks side. They're saying that he came to the game and he was three rows behind the owner, James Dolan, and he was belligerent, you know, sitting behind. I guess he was screaming obscenities towards the owner's direction.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
if this is true, Oak, I had to keep it real, my nigga. As much as I love you as a Knick, my nigga, you can't be doing that, bro. You can't be going to – I mean, Knicks fans, if you out here listening, I know we all love Oakley, but I like to think me and Timbo's fair, and I'm a fair dude. My nigga, you got to put yourself in the owner's position for a minute, y'all. Yeah, you don't like James Dolan.
Yeah.
I know you feel dirty putting yourself in his shoes. My nigga, if I'm an owner of a team and me and an ex-player never saw eye to eye, Timbo, on some G shit, I'm not going to have you sitting up there three rows just cursing me the fuck out. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I'm going to get there. Obviously, I'm not going to go fight no goddamn Charles Oakley. Let's just be clear. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I am going to snap my fingers to get security to see what the fuck is going on. You dig what I'm saying?
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you this, though. As an owner, do you not know a little bit ahead of time that Charles Oakley is going to be in the building?
But, Timbo,
do you not know that Charles Oakley is a few rows back?
Well, here's the thing. It's funny you say that. I'm going to fast forward to what you're saying now because he was on Stephen A. Smith show today, Charles Oakley I'm talking about. And he said, Timbo, and I quote, they followed him to the restroom in the garden. Like, security lets Dolan know that Charles Oakley is on the motherfucking premises.
Yeah.
You feel me? And Oakley even said that ex-teammates that he played with when he was on the Knicks that's probably got front office positions, they don't even ride for him. So it's like, it's just ugly across the board, my nigga. It's just ugly all across the board. I seen Phil Jackson, I guess. I mean, then you seen all the – it took six niggas to escort Oak out the fucking gym. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like I said, Timbo, you can't be doing that. Let's nigga. If I have my son, do I want my son to experience an NBA basketball? Maybe some kids, they're going to a Knicks game for their first time. Do I really want them experiencing Charles Oakley fighting, arguing and being escorted out of the arena? Probably Charles Oakley that I spoke to my jit about numerous times. Like, oh, this is the guy my daddy used to tell me about when he was my age. It is the same guy. You know what I'm saying? You have to look at that also to be fair.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This is all about he say, she say now, Timbo. Like, okay, the Knicks said this. And he's saying this. And I have one problem with the Knicks, dude. The Knicks PR department, please fire the motherfucker who threw this tweet out yesterday. Please. Like, they said, basically, we feel sorry for Charles Oakley and we hope that he gets the help that he needs. My nigga, why would you even put that out there, the help that he needs? What are you trying to imply? How do you even know this man needs help? He just sounds hurt that a team that he gave blood, sweat, and tears to, he can't come to the games. He's not invited to functions like the 70th anniversary of the Knicks. He's not invited to these festivities, so he feels some type of way, Timbo.
Yeah. I agree.
You know,
I agree. So, there goes the Knicks being petty. There goes the Twitter fingers.
Yeah. And they said Phil Jackson, you know, him, Charles Oakley and Michael Jordan are best friends. And Phil called Michael Jordan last night to try to talk to Charles Oakley. But I'm thinking to myself, my nigga, this is all happening. What the fuck Mike going to do? Mike can't do shit. Where he in Charlotte, North Carolina? Where he going
to
Superman? I know he can fly in the air, but he's not going to fucking jump in a cape and get to Madison Square Garden in 3.5 seconds. To escalate the shit. Come on, my niggas. It's just ugly across the board, Timbo. That's just what it is, my nigga. It's just ugly across the board, my G. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. When we were talking about it, I checked it out. I was a little busy at the time when everything went down, but of course you hit me with all the breaking news. I'm like, yo, I gotta check this shit out, yo.
Real quick before we wrap up this segment here, my nigga. He has to buy tickets, he says. He has to buy tickets. That's a problem I have, though, Timbo. As a former player, though, my nigga, you have to buy tickets to go to a game that you gave your blood, sweat, and tears to. I'm pretty sure Michael Irvin, Brett Favre doesn't have to pay a fucking dollar to go to fucking Lambeau Field. He don't got to pay fucking a dollar for the meter, my nigga. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Kobe never have to pay a cent.
At Staples? Come on. No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Never.
Motherfucker is king in L.A. Anything. He can do anything there.
But facts. Facts.
That's wild, bro. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it until I actually saw it for myself.
Right.
Yesterday. It was wild, man, how they treated it. So,
yeah.
Charles, in the words of the Knicks, we hope you get the help.
That's retarded. I didn't appreciate that. I think that's foul. You're throwing that in the air to something that you don't know, regardless of his actions, just because he acted the way he acted. I think he's just coming from a hurt place. Just because you might show out at a place, I think we've all done things and said things at places that we look back and be like, I'm not perfect, so I can't. If you live in a perfect world, shout out to you perfect niggas. I'm not perfect. I've said things and done things that I regret. We're not perfect people.
Yeah.
Oakley even said it himself. Yeah. He was embarrassed. Of course you're embarrassed, my nigga. Yeah. That's nothing to really pound your chest about. You know what I'm saying? You're a grown-ass man. So if you niggas out there thinking Oak is happy of the situation, we like that shit cause as fans. Because we selfish motherfuckers. We selfish bastards. But it is what it is, man.
Facts. Yeah. But we hope everything goes good. Yo, let's steer into hip-hop a little bit, Dre.
Oh, boy.
Mainstream hip-hop right now. Dre told me to watch the interview. Of course, I was busy as shit, and I'm going to piggyback off him. But I was hearing about it, and everybody was saying a lot of stuff about it. So Jim Jones' interview that just happened. Dre, what exactly was that? I know he just signed The Rock. He just signed The Rock this week.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that, first of all?
My nigga, him signing to Rock Nation, I was shocked, like, Scooby? Like,
on Cam's birthday.
motherfuckers on the roster.
That's, I mean, my nigga, does it get any better than that?
Is that on purpose,
Trey?
Is that on purpose?
Is that coincidence?
Is that on purpose? Is that on purpose?
That's what I'm saying, Timbo. There's no way that could be a coinky dink, my nigga. A coinky dink? Nah. Nah,
I love the pettiness of hip hop, bro. The pettiness of hip hop is so great. I love it. I love it. That's funny.
Here's the thing, though, Timbo. First of all, shout out to that was a dope interview. If you niggas have not gone to watch that Jim Jones and Funkmaster Flex interview, I watched the whole hour and 26 minutes of it. I ain't gonna front. I can't, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Here's the thing, Timbo. Cam recently went on Angie Martinez's show, a couple months ago, and he had some not nice words to say about his former Dipset brother, Jim Jones. You know, saying that Jim claimed Harlem, was really from the Bronx, this, that, and the third. Jim went a different route on Flex show, though. He didn't take shots. I watched that, and what I took from listening to Jim Jones talk, Timbo, was a man speaking from his heart. You know?
Yeah.
He even dropped a tear, Timbo. He even dropped a tear. Now, I know he's getting clowned on social media for dropping the tear. See, a lot of you niggas, you live in that world where everything, you know, you think you're less of a man, he dropped a tear. Here's what I take from the tear, Timbo.
Yeah.
When you're talking about your homie that you grew up with, that's your mans in them. Y'all were fucking sharing fucking Kentucky Fried Chicken together. You here, nigga. You get the leg, I get the breast. We split the biscuit down. Pass me the fucking grape jelly. Sharing fucking, you know what I'm saying, Timbo? And once you get
once you
start making money and getting notoriety, shit goes left. It's either money, chicks, notoriety, this nigga. It's always one of those things in the equation. I just felt Jim was talking from the heart, Timbo. They brought up a lot of stuff. I mean, here's the problem with Dipset. I would say what I think personally would fuck them niggas up. You had Jim Jones, you had Juelz, you had Cam, Hell Rell, J.R. Ryder, 40 Cal, all these niggas, Timbo.
Yeah.
Think about this. Me and you do PSA podcasts together. It's Dre and Timbo, Timbo and Dre, right?
Yep.
Imagine now, we do a show, but we got PSA Podcast 2.5, where you're doing something else, and I got PSA Podcast 3.6, where I'm doing something else. And now what I'm saying, Timbo, is this. They have Dipset together, but you got Juelz, who has his own crew called Skull Gang. You had Jim Jones had his other crew called Bird Gang. So it's like Cam was probably looking like, all right, my nigga, we Dipset here, but you niggas got other crews that you're doing music with, this, that, and the third. Then you got the infamous argument on High 97 with Jim Jones. I mean, excuse me, with 50 Cent and Cameron.
Yeah.
Right after that, Timbo, these niggas, Jim Jones and Juelz, are on stage with a nigga their homeboy Cam with just beef on the radio. You dig what I'm saying? And listen, I think as much as I love G-Unit, as much as I love them D-Block boys, man, the culture, I'm talking about the culture that Dipset brought to the game, brought to New York City.
Yeah.
Especially in New York, you'll never see a movement like that again. I'm talking about the culture. Now, did I co-sign the New York City niggas doing the blood shit? No, I don't co-sign the blood crip shit, niggas. Sorry, wrong show. I never co-sign blood. I don't fuck with that blood crip shit. Never have. Never will co-sign that shit. Don't get it. That's just her. With that being said, Timbo, the culture that they brought to the game, man. I'm going to be real, man. Dipset had Southern niggas fucking with them. West Coast niggas fucking with them. Midwest fucking. Like, Cam had niggas out here rocking pink for damn near 2.5 years. Niggas was rocking pink. Like,
crazy.
It was a fucking phenomenon. I've never seen a movement like Dipset. Don't get me wrong, Rockefeller, G-Unit, they had their movements. But you know, it just seemed to me that Jim's in a place where he felt hurt. A lot of times during the interview, Timbo, he had his head down while Flex is talking to him.
Yeah.
It's like, if looks can kill, once again, I didn't go to Body Language University, but it just seemed like as he's talking about Cam, as he's reminiscing about the history they had as Dipset, he's just reflecting back, and he's all them things he's talking about, I guess he's having his mental, he's picturing all the good times they had and the movement they had and how strong the movement was that now, my nigga,
exactly.
we ain't boys no more. We ain't kicking it no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, do you think time will fix this, them two?
Timbo, it goes back to what you said in the beginning of this segment, my nigga. Bro, you signed a Rock Nation number one, and you signed that shit come out the day of Cam's birthday. Like, shit look kind of funny style of me.
You know
what I'm saying?
A little bit. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to me that it probably would, because nobody girl got slapped. Niggas wasn't fucking each other's girl. I just think it's just notoriety. Like Jim said during the interview, Timbo, that once he did Balling, remember when Balling came out?
He
noticed a difference in Cam and his relationship. Jim kind of made it sound like, because Jim was always under Cam. Cam was always the leader.
Yeah.
Of Dipset. He, you know what I mean? You know,
Cam felt
Joel
a certain type of way after that record started blowing up.
Right. So he's looking at his, I don't want to say Timbo, his little man, so to say, blowing up. And let's be real, my nigga, Cameron, as much as I love Cam, he ain't never had a song like Balling on a radio like that.
Like Balling.
Not like that.
Yeah, right.
Not like that, my nigga. Like, Balling was everywhere.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus, mother God. So.
Everywhere, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Just for him, and like he said during the interview, like, I guess he knows people that's in Rock Nation. So, you know, he told a story about how he hasn't spoken to Jay yet, but Jay, one of Jay's people in Rock Nation, they, you know, they, obviously Jay got to get the green light, and Jay gave a green light, which I, you know, and let's be real, Jay-Z also, Fat Joe and him had issues before. And Fat Joe's on Rock Nation, so it's very interesting to see that.
Yeah.
And Jay's done this before, Timbo, think about it.
With
him and Nas was beefing, right? He was on Def Jam. Nas went to Def Jam.
Yeah.
Fat Joe's on Rock Nation.
Yeah.
Jim Jones on Rock, like, Hov. It's like, I guess Hov respects you. He'll go in the ring, like, all right, we take it to the streets, we box. Nah, it ain't nothing. We just got that up our chest.
Let's join forces now. We good.
Basically, you feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
We box it up.
Yeah.
You got blood in your mouth. I got blood in my mouth. We good. We off that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We can hang with each other. That is what it is. We
basically,
both got bloody.
Basically.
Got some bruises. Let's go.
Yeah, I feel you.
So,
but that's just what it is, Timbo. Like, you know, him and Rock Nation, I guess that's a good look for Jim. You know, we got to see what the music is now, Jim, because let's be real, my nigga. You ain't been popping since Max B. Being behind jail, my
dude. Man,
your music.
I don't know how I feel about all these though. You know about
talk about the
Bustas and Cash Money, about the Jim Jones and Rock Nation, like
yeah.
You know, it's I don't know how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
Like, and the locks too, but here's the thing what they be saying, and I know this even the locks said, they said we're not signed to Rock Nation. It's more of a partnership. Like, Nas said the same thing. Like, Jay-Z has said when he signed Nas, like, you can't sign a person of Nas' stature. You can just partner up with him.
Yeah.
But still, he signed the checks. But it is, I don't know.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. It's a, you know, like, do I really want to be up under him? But, hey, you know, for niggas, sometimes you got to swallow that pride and, you know, Jim ain't been popping for a minute, my nigga, with the music. Let's be real. He looked real defeated.
Well, let me tell you something. I know. We got Jim signing to Rock Nation. We got Juel on Love & Hip Hop, bro. So.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. So shout out to those guys now. Shout out Dipset.
Word.
Forever live on. Forever.
Word. Dre, we got to get into some battle rap now.
Let's get it.
We got to break down this Jazz versus E-Heart battle on Smack URL Board Legacy 4. It went down. It was released. Man, we've had a little bit of time to not only rewatch, but kind of soak it in, you know, take the bars in and just listen to it numerous times. Dre, what did you think about this? I got my popcorn ready. I'm on the road. I got the popcorn right here next to me on the right side. Man, I'm ready, yo. Let's get it.
Well, Timbo, we just recently interviewed E-Heart, and when I asked her the question, like, E-Heart, going into this battle, I felt you had to battle Jazz, Smack, URL Crowd, and all the battle rappers that's on that stage that love Jazz. Jazz, let's be real, Timbo, love or hate her. No hate. You shouldn't hate no female, first of all. Let me get out of my vocabulary. Love or dislike her battles, I should say. She's the princess of battle rap, in a sense.
She is.
You get what I'm saying?
Perfect way to put it. Yep,
yeah.
She is.
A lot of people fuck with Jazz. They fuck with her. And one thing I respect about Jazz is she's going to college. You ain't never really heard nothing really bad about Jazz like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
In a negative light. You feel me? She seemed like a cool, like, you know, a girl on the block you chill with. You know what I mean? She's been, you know, she's mad cool.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third.
Yeah.
You feel me? E-Heart, I fucks with E-Heart heavy. You feel me? I know Jazz gets a lot of love, and that's cool. But truth be told, the first female to ever hit that motherfucking URL stage was E-Heart and Meek Mussel. Dig?
Yeah.
Yep. E-Heart sets it off, Timbo. And I thought by her setting off, I think she had to go hard because Jazz is going to get the room off the rip.
I agree.
E-Heart got that Chilla Jones syndrome, Timbo, where I think she's, you get to decipher the shit she says better on camera than you would do in the actual room, because she says a lot of shit that might be over the head. You feel me? E-Heart went into attacking Jazz Pops out the gate. I don't know if I like how she set that off, too, and just going attacking her pops. It was like, okay, where you going with this? That's what I thought when I listened to her rounds and shit. The Philando Castile line, the live stream body was sad, y'all, and all because you had Words with Official. You know, that was cool. The old Took Your Soul by Bayou line, I thought that was hard. She
that
talked about Jazz.
She
talked about Jazz losing to Official angle. Thought that was hard. Yo, the Official fucked your night up. You was Aisha Curry. I thought that was flames.
That was fire.
I was kind of tired of hearing Aisha Curry bars, but that wasn't a bad bar. That wasn't a bad line at all.
That was a nice bar. That was a nice bar.
The murdered OJ line was tough. The climbing the stairway OJ line was tough. The water line, I didn't like that too much. It wasn't really doing nothing for me. The Geeks on the Stage, Real Deal line, that was okay. The Bone Thugs E-Harmony line, that was fire. That was fire. The Buck 50 Across Your Face, Let's Cut the Jazz. I was feeling that, E-Heart. You know what I mean? I'll fuck up your foundation before you make a wish.
That was fire.
Listen, E-Heart wordplay is very slept on, man. Very slept on. You know what I mean? What she said, he came into these chickens roam. What she said, the Benadryl line was hard. I did like the Benadryl line. I thought that was tough. I thought she had a lot of over-the-head bars, Timbo. The coin toss line was hard. The heads or tails you land on either side, thought that was fire. The claustrophobic heart start beating on small rooms, I thought that was solid. I thought E-Heart first round
was
solid. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some material will actually have to rewind some of his shit.
Jazz liked that line a lot, too. When Hart said Jazz, I was like, that was fire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you thought about Hart's first round, Timbo?
Yo, her first round was crazy. are super bar heavy. I love their first round. You know, definitely dope. But like you said, that crowd was going to go crazy with Jazz. Hart had to do that.
Yes.
Hart had no choice to come out like that. So, but Jazz was going to come back. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I think, do you think E Hart, when she's battling certain people, that she has to dumb down her lyrics? Or is like, nah, fuck that, I'm
yeah,
going to do what I do?
I think you know, when we spoke with her, I think she understands now that she might have to, you know, to a certain point. She has to kind of cater to the room and dumb it down, give some easy haymakers, stuff like that. I think you have to. But, you know, it's just her style not to.
Well, round one, Jazz. And let's be real, my nigga. Jazz is the fan favorite going into this battle. That's not no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I like how she did her new slogan from the 40 Bars battle, times two. Now it's time two. I thought the intro to go into material, I thought that was dope. She went into official, not destroying her. It was the first time a bitch, so it shocked the nation. Listen, people went crazy over that. I thought it was aight. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was aight. I didn't really see the big uproar for that, but okay. You take Hart out. Let's play Operation Line. Was a haymaker. That shit was tough. The blow-up cater to the crowd line was solid. They get that cold Jazz. So this stocking them alone. On the pick, you get the old Jazz. I thought that was all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Crown Royal EJ line was solid. It took some time. For me, like, when Jazzy rhyming, it seemed like when she's getting to the punch or getting to what, you know, what the haymaker's going to land, in between all that, it takes a while to get to that. But when it lands, it lands.
Yeah.
But it takes a while for it to land. But when it lands, it lands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The E-Hart, Smack, Lux, Ice, all the same age line was aight. I thought a lot of times through this battle, Jazz kind of stuck on her being ugly and who would want to fuck her. And we've heard, I think every time E-Hart battles, that's everybody's go-to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Mae Young line was aight. The Sharpshooter finishing move was solid. The Celebrity Deathmatch line was aight. The Devil's Advocate line was okay. None of your business. E-dropping line was solid. Stay in your lane. Don't worry about those two gutters. Line was dope.
Yeah, that was
joke.
I like that one.
Jazz had jokes.
Yeah.
Talked about niggas, you know, what nigga dick gets hard to want to pipe down E hard. People go crazy over that. You look like a single mother and father. Let's talk about this line right quick, Timbo.
That was funny.
When she talked about her cherry getting popped, for me, and once again, maybe because when you're in a room, you feel it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, but motherfuckers really went crazy about her talking about her popping her cherry.
Yeah.
Do you think it was just because the stigma on her that she was a virgin for so long that now that you heard it from the horse's mouth herself, that she's actually getting piped down now, that, you know, we're having a fucking Kumbaya Fest, a barbecue. We should have a barbecue in front of Smack. I don't know.
That's why she put it in the bar. Yeah.
Solid round by Jazz. Probably the most debatable round for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm leaning towards E-Hart in the first round, Timbo.
I'm the same way. Couldn't have said it better. I got E-Hart 1-0 going into the second.
Round two, E-Hart going into the second round. I'm just thinking, as good as E-Hart is with the bars, her performance game might have to step it up a little bit, my nigga. Because for years, people would say Jazz is boring. And she's kind of killing that stigma a little bit of being boring than she was early in her career. You know what I mean? The 6 years later, I'm relapsing. I thought that line was cold. The quick for real ejaculate line, thought that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
When she started talking about guns, I roam, Jack Thriller, the revolver we spin kind of slow. So I'm calling that chiller. I made the cockiest bitches quiet down. What's in my arsenal? Left old red with one spine around. They talk behind my back. She was saying some shit, though, my nigga. The fucking file saving line was cold. The imprint on Jazz on Miles Davis. That shit was hard.
That shit was fire.
You know, word. You don't get your point off in 8 seconds. You can't violate it. I thought that shit was hard, my nigga. I ain't going to hold you. I'm a giant in New York. They don't want to see Eli. Even Jazz had to give it up. And Jazz kind of nodded in approval, like, all right, Hart, you're going off right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would think the gun got Wi-Fi the way the auto connect. Woo!
That shit was
nigga.
Fire.
The Martian
Damn.
Gina had a head in the bed frame. When Gina had a head in the bed frame, you know, Jazz got a big head. Quality line was hard. And, she said, hit her with nine, then walk away. Then like I copped a dime. Oh, nigga. Like I got like you go about cop some trees back in the day. You give a nigga $9, you want a dime bag instead of giving. Yo, I was feeling that shit. I'm not even gonna hold you, man. That shit was hard. The K-Lo Justin Thompson line. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
I thought
this
was E-Hart's best round of the battle, my nigga. What you thought about E-Hart's second round, man?
There was, like, very few dry spots in her second round. Very, very, very few. So, I agree with you. This is her best round of the entire battle, actually. So, this was going to be hard for Jazz. Jazz had to really, really, really make it happen in the second.
Yeah, and Jazz went back into calling E-Hart a dude. Jazz had an Eli bar line like E-Hart did. The heart-to-heart deep combo line, that shit was all right. She said, I look like the Saga. Bet you look like Struggle mixed with Chess. She had jokes, you know what I'm saying, going into in her rounds, in my opinion. Jazz says she feels she's the one that she's tired of giving chicks chances, and she doesn't even get a thank you. Is Jazz really giving chicks shots out here, though?
No, she's not.
I don't think when she battled QB, did she really give QB a shot? Because QB was on fire. Even though she was rocking stonewashed shirt with orange pants and Timberlands, that's a different story. But QB was on fire going into that battle. When she battled Miss Hustle, was she giving Miss Hustle a shot?
No,
I don't really think she was giving Miss Hustle a shot.
No.
When she battled 40 bars, and yes, she murdered 40 bars, clearly, was she really giving 40 bars a shot? 40 was kind of the favorite going into that battle. Was she not going into the battle?
Yes, she was.
Official, did she give Official a shot?
No, she didn't give Official a shot. Official was on fire, too.
That's what I'm saying, Jazz. You do your thing. I don't think when you heard that line, when I heard you say that line, I was like, are you really giving chicks chances? Like, let's really think about that here. Jazz, you only battle once a year, if that. So, you know what I mean? That's just what I thought. I just thought her round two had a lot of jokes. Some of the Jazz material that she had in this round, Timbo. It was like here and there that was all right. You know what I mean? She talked about E-Hart liking Cortez angle. Didn't move me until she said, and you know, that y'all end up in the vault. Type something about end up in the vault. I thought that was kind of clever, but, you know. Did Jazz try to take a page from my nigga New Jersey twerk when she said, because I can snap at any moment. Like, she had a performance. I ain't going to front. You know, she stepped up a little. Shit right there. Solid round by Jazz. It was alright. I got E-Hart winning round two, though, Tim. We'll talk to the people, man.
Really, bro? I don't think it was enough to go against what Hart had. Hart had that wordplay, though. You know, she was going in with those bars. I had 2-0 going into the third. E-Hart is up.
And listen, if somebody want to give Jazz the first round, that's cool. But, niggas, I don't think there's no way possible way in hell that Jazz won this second round. I thought this was the clearest round of the battle. The third round, too, but definitely the second round. I thought E. Hart clearly won the second round. Round three, E. Hart. Hart got at Jazz for being on every battle and looking like a groupie.
Yeah, that was funny.
I like the way she was going there. Like, I like the way she was, you know, how she set off her third round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Says Jazz studied every nigga. That's what, you know, while they battle and shit. You've been on more URL battles than Smack. You died homeless.
That was funny.
You died homeless. Yeah. That's word of 40. The George Washington Carver line, I thought that was tough. And it just seemed to me, and we spoke to E. Hart about her third round, it just seemed like she was like, fuck it, I don't know. She said she, you know, she didn't want to fuck up. So,
the beginning
of her third round, Timbo, I liked the way she was going, and then she just, the way she stopped it just, like, threw me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with you. She did stop it a little abruptly, and you can tell. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Round three. Now, I like how Jazz sets her round off. You know, she went into making, talking about resumes, like matching their resumes with E. Hart. I like that whole angle. Jazz said her battles had more impact than E. Hart. Now, I will agree with that, though. You can make the argument that Jazz battles have more impact for the culture of female battle rap than E. Hart.
Yeah.
That 40 bars battle is like the impact, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people are going to, if E. Hart and Jazz drops a battle, I think there's more people that are going to go click on Jazz battle first before they go click on E. Hart's battle. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%. Yeah.
You can't stomach, I would stab you three times. That's a triple threat. Jazz talked about killing E. Hart's daughter. The magic on Point Hardaway line was fire. The emotions under control line, that was fire. Jazz got at Bonnie. I guess her and Bonnie would be up next. The Young and May bro code line was solid. Now, niggas in the crowd yelling 3-0. The fuck are you niggas talking about? Nobody got 3-0 in this battle. How do you niggas talk about 3-0?
Yeah.
That's the difference, because in the building, it looked like everybody was saying Jazz won this battle, Timbo, from reading Twitter, from seeing niggas' recaps. And I, if you got Jazz winning, cool. I don't think that warrants a 3-0 in the building. That's why I'm saying to you, E. Hart wasn't going to win this in the building. You know what I'm saying? Because Jazz was joking.
Yeah.
She had the performance down. But if you sit down and just go by the bars, I got E. Hart winning this 2-1.
I got E. Hart 2-1. 2-1 E. Hart.
Real quick.
And who? Yeah.
Let's talk about our pops right quick.
Okay.
My nigga, I got daughters. I don't know, Tim, if I could stood there listening to my daughter talk about busting a cherry and shit like that. Now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get deep right now, Timbo, because I see niggas recast, but nobody's really dissecting this the way I'm about to dissect this.
Uh-oh.
Could you sit there, Timbo, and do a routine with your daughter in a battle rap and the shit she's talking about?
No. I couldn't do it, man.
And Pops, you kind of fucked up on your partner come in there. I cringe a little bit, Timbo. I ain't gonna hold you. I cringe a little bit. Kind of like, damn, Pops fucked up.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, he tried to catch it back. And then he had to do it again. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I cringe a little bit. I got E. Hart 2-1. Tim, you said 2-1.
2-1
also,
E. Hart on this battle. Decent battles, all right. 2-1 E. Hart. Smack URL, the battle's out now. Everyone go check that shit out, man.
Yes, sir.
That's what the fuck we do. Motherfucker reviews. We got the sports. We got shit coming up, man. You guys already know what the fuck this is. It's PSA Radio, the segment boys, PSA podcast. You already know what the fuck we do, man. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman right here, man. Take us out, my G.
You already know what it is, man. Go check out the shit we have right now. If you haven't, we got some other shit dropping here, man, trying to holler at some other dudes to come on the show in a couple of days. You already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Holler at your boys. You already.
Third. We out.